Mystery Crate has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Welcome into the Mystery Crate. Mystery Crate, welcome in.
Yeah,
everyone. Nino Hassan, you want to welcome people to the Mystery Crate?
Ready, set, go. Welcome everybody to the Mystery Crate.
Yeah. Mystery Crater.
Did I do it right?
Crate Nick.
You may know our good friend Amino Hassan from the host of episode 2 of Mystery Crate, the Star Wars extravaganza.
The most downloaded episode.
Was it?
No.
It was widely panned.
I got really excited for a second because the Star Wars trailer came out this week, and I thought we were going to talk about it.
Here we go again.
I mean, look, hey.
You got your lane. No, tell me about it. What's exciting about the Star Wars trailer?
First of all, we see Rey and we see Kylo Ren fighting on top of like this battleship with the water gushing over them. You got Adam Driver. His hair is all wet. He's looking very, very sexy and smoldering in that scene. There's a scene where they both swing at something and it shatters. Some people are saying, is that the Emperor? I don't think so. It looks like an inanimate object. We've got the Emperor sitting in the throne, but we don't actually see him. It's kind of over the shoulder shot and we hear him laughing.
All right, enough of that. So
is this the rise of Skywalker?
It is the rise of Skywalker.
I already know what happened. I already know how he rose. I know what happens when he gets older. I mean, who cares what happened before once you know the ending?
We do the pickup again.
Sorry.
Just have Chris interrupt them again.
All right,
enough of that. So you're saying there's actually someone in Star Wars named Rey?
Yeah.
Weird.
That's weird.
No, I mean, there's someone
very
named
simple.
Luke. There's weird. Luke?
Yeah, but he's Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
what's
Rey
Rey's last
work.
Name?
We don't know Rey's last name yet.
Rey.
So it's just Rey.
Isn't it Rey with an E? R-E-Y?
Yes, it is Rey with an E. Yes.
Ooh, that makes it different.
It's like some Italian guy with a pizza shop.
No, it's a woman.
No, I know, but there's like, hey,
Rey's pizza.
Rey.
Right, Rey's pizza.
Yeah, there's just like Rey in Star Wars. It's
Ben, there's a Ben, Ben Kenobi?
Yeah, no.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
His name was Ben. Everyone called him Ben.
It's Obi-Wan.
His friends call
no
him
No one
Ben.
Calls him Ben.
Everybody does.
His friends call him Obi.
Yeah, just somebody named Rey.
Leia? That...
Princess, though. Leia. Yeah.
She's General Leia now.
Here's my thing. Is there somebody in there that's just, you know, Frank?
There is someone who has like a ridiculously normal name. I'm trying to remember who it was.
You never see like the Allied forces say, hey, go... Go, you must get the plans from Frank.
Steve.
Tom D2. There are Marty?
Yeah, go see Martin about those plans. You must go to, like, Emperor Palpatine and ask him about Martin. Guys, hiring can be a slow process.
Oh, here we go.
Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified applicants. So he switched to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. No, it finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get the most qualified candidates and fast. Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that is how Dylan found his new director of coffee, Amin El Hassan.
Oh,
in just a
wow. Congratulations.
Way to go.
By the way, Kylo Ren's real name is Ben Skywalker.
Well. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/crate. That's ZipRecruiter.com/CRATE. ZipRecruiter.com/crate. ZipRecruiter, it's the smartest way to hire. Again, Amin, congratulations.
Yeah.
I wonder what your plans are as director of coffee moving forward.
Well, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to make sure that coffee comes in a lot of different flavors. There are not enough flavors right now. Mm. We need more flavors of coffee. Mm. The second thing we're going to do is let you finish this read.
I did.
Oh, okay.
It's over. Yeah.
Are we going to tell people that this is not about Star Wars at any
this
point?
This is not. Damn. We probably lost so many people thinking that this was another Amin Star Wars.
Wait, come back.
Come back. No, that's Amin's not talking anymore. I promise.
He's working for Dylan Miskowitz now.
Yeah, we actually brought in some real ESPN star power. Aww. Tell him, Chris Cody.
Aww. We were up in Bristol a few weeks back.
We were?
It was last week. This is timeless, though.
It feels like a couple of weeks ago, though.
We were in Bristol, and we were joined by the SportsCenter anchor that you would want, Tony Collins.
That is exactly the SportsCenter that I would want on Mystery Crate.
Now.
Are you sure it was Tony Collins?
That's true.
I wasn't.
Now you'd think maybe, oh, they're going to just talk about, you know, SportsCenter, this, that. We treated it like we did in Bristol with everything else. We treated it like a lazy river.
Oh, boy.
We hopped in a raft and we went off and we talked about a lot of stuff. All right. It was fun.
So here's you guys talking about stuff in Bristol with SportsCenter anchor Tony Collins and not Amin Al-Hassan talking Star Wars.
This is very exciting. We are up here in Bristol this week, and it is just a playground for us. Everyone seems to be a little weirded out by how happy we are to be here.
Yeah.
And Tony Collins is joining us now. She's a Miami girl. She's like a friend of our show. We've talked in the past about like this one sound where Stu Gatz is an idiot, and he thought Tony Collins was Cassidy Hubbard.
I'm excited to meet Tony. I mean, I feel it is a weird thing to say on the air, but like, I'm excited to meet you because you're from Miami.
Yes.
You went to my sister's high school. My dad's high school too, actually, right? You went to St. Brendan.
Sabres.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sabres.
Like, she kind of said, like, she felt like we know, like, I've never met her in person, but like, I follow her on social media. So like, I feel like we know each other. Like, I know you're a big fan of country music.
Oh my gosh,
and
yes.
Stuff. Like, we're going to go all the way around. You can nerd out with Billy.
It's the strangest thing because like, whenever you go, your mom still lives down there. And whenever you go there, like, you're in Westchester and you're putting up pictures at places that I'm like always at. And I'm like, this is so strange because like, this is a person that I don't know, like, really, right? And then she, like, you work for ESPN, you're like a big star, and you're like from Westchester. It's Westchester. The strangest thing.
That's how I said it. Oh my gosh. And now, like, I see that we have bars and everything more than just like Flanagan's. We have like breweries in Westchester.
Oh yeah. Westchester's.
What is going on?
Westchester's coming up.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to be in Westchester.
And Three Chef. One thing. Oh my gosh. I would die for Three Chef.
Three Chefs is kind of like, it's like a chicken kitchen type thing, but it's like, it's delicious.
Legit.
It's so good.
Right. Like legit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Ugh.
Now, we were just talking about you being up here. I mean, I saw today, I mean, I feel like, you know, you have made it at ESPN when you were on a SportsCenter commercial.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that is like, I saw today, it's you and Jay Harris, they have you dressed up.
In a blue suit. Yeah. So they didn't know what to do. They're like, we're going to do something. We don't know what to do. Would you mind? They were like so afraid. I'm like, would you mind wearing this? I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
I'm curious how, like, do you get like a call?
I think somebody
is it like
called
an email?
Off or was sick and they couldn't find anybody and they asked me. I swear to you.
But it wasn't like day of, was it?
No, it was, we did first the mouth guard one with all the money.
Yeah, yeah, where you guys
that was a great one. I really like that one.
I was just picturing Hannah like drooling as amazing. But, then they're like, hey, if you have time tomorrow, do you mind doing another one? And I'm like, sure. I'm like, but he's like, well, I'll give you a call. And then they let me know in the morning and I'm like, I'll do it. And that was it. And they just had me like, so that was just like 1 second of like, I literally was like jumping, faking that I was like surfing, faking I was doing all these things, but they got that little piece.
That's really cool. I just feel like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
that's
just,
so cool. Honestly, that's like better than winning an Emmy. I don't
right.
know.
Right. Like, it really is. Like, honestly, I can't think of like, if you said like to me, like, what would be like the apex of being an ESPN employee? I'd be like, being in a SportsCenter commercial.
And
like,
I didn't think it was just going to be me. I thought they were going to add other people doing it.
Right.
Too, so that was really cool.
Yeah. I'm wondering, do you still like, is there anybody you could come across or see in a hallway where you're like, whoa, or is it just like Chris Berman could walk by you and you're like
Roy whenever Roy's in the hall,
right?
Roy.
Yeah, me.
Honestly, you guys, like, I was like telling them I was starstruck to see you guys because I see you guys, I feel like I know you. I sound like such a creep and stalker, but I was so isn't that first time I ever met Jack Del Rio, I was like, I'm mesmerized.
Diana was saying the same thing yesterday. Diana Shini.
So you still like, you see Jack and get like the butterflies, like, oh my god, Jack.
Okay, now
Rio.
I just run away because I'm like, I don't want to be a creep. Ryan Howard, I was a creep. Yeah, no, all the Ryan, because we get a new batch of analysts almost every year. So like, I get used to a certain type, and then when you see the new ones, and now like it's fine, like Ninkovich and all of them, they're cool. But at first you're like, oh my god, you know who I do get starstruck still, and like when Woj followed me.
Wow.
Dumb things on Instagram. I'm like, oh my god, Woj saw this.
That's still a big deal for me too when someone cool follows me. I remember when you followed me on Twitter, I was like, Tony Collins just followed me on
Twitter.
No,
and then I posted when you guys, I think they sent you guys to the beach because you did something wrong.
Right.
Yeah. I'm here like,
was that us dancing? The one us dancing in the rain? Is that the
No. This is like, I was in the water.
Yeah.
Like going in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think you like posted about
it. No, and then I'm this like, oh my god, is this going to be sad? So I deleted it because I'm like, this is creepy. I'm recording them.
It's funny you bring this up because when I was walking back, I saw on my phone, I'm like, oh wow, that's cool, right? And then like later on, I'm like, oh, let me repost that. I forgot to do it. And it was gone.
Did I message you about that?
What happened? happened here?
I got a notification. I was like, oh, Tony Collins just did something. This is awesome. Let me look at it.
And then it's gone.
It's gone. So I messaged her. I was like, where is it?
I'm such a stop.
And you, it really was, like, because it was in a feed that, like, we weren't airing that you somehow had. Yeah, it's strange. I mean, totally normal, not strange.
Right.
You know who followed me the other day that I got excited about? I get a notification that says, Chris Mortensen's follow you. And I'm like,
wow.
Why is Mort following me? Like, he's going to get nothing of any value following me on Twitter.
But I feel like they like, that's their escape to see what the funny things are, what's going on, and like,
I'm interested to hear you guys discuss, like, croquetas. I know I said, I'm trying to butcher. I don't know.
How do you feel about, like, gringo food? Because you're Mexican. You're Mexican, right? Mm-hmm. When did you move to Miami?
I moved when I was 9.
Uh-huh.
So I grew up, I mean, my mom got divorced, married a Cuban, so I grew up Cuban.
Okay.
So I love Cuban food, and then Venezuelan started to like kind of infiltrate more like towards my older years. But I like croquetas. I saw there was like a croqueta shop somewhere. I don't know where, but like they do all these type of croquetas.
Yeah,
I just like the carreta or Versalles.
Wait, how do you feel about Isla Canarias?
Oh, so good.
Isla Canarias, the thing is, it's a little further
far.
West.
So yeah.
It's like 142nd.
So I live on Bird and 40th, and like La Carreta's there. And like, I mean, they know. My mom goes there every, it's like the typical that goes there every other day.
Yeah.
Like, awesome. They already know what they want.
I love La Carreta. The one on Bird was my favorite one to go to. Again, I love Islas, but the one on Bird is like there. That's where you would go like when the Marlins would win. Were you there when the Marlins won or no? Mm-hmm. So like, would you go for the Marlins and the Heat and all that stuff?
Yeah, with the pots and
pans. Yeah, like Cazuelas.
Oh, Bird Road, like, oh my gosh. And then I have another one, the Heat one. I was a little older, obviously, but we did the same. Like, it was like a tradition.
Yeah, like 2006. That's what everybody, it's the strangest thing because everybody just congregates either at the one at Bird Road.
When there's a championship?
When there's a championship, right. In like the Southwest area, everybody will just know, I need to go to La Carreta on Bird and 87th Avenue. Or like if you're in like Little Havana, you'll go to the one on like in Little Havana.
And it turns into like a little block party kind of thing.
They close the street sometimes if it gets too packed. It's like crazy that everybody just knows to go there.
And my mom's older. She goes to these plays or whatever. And like my mom gets out at midnight and they go straight to Versalles in.
Like on 8th Street.
Yeah, on 8th Street.
Yeah, in Little Havana.
Apparently 8th Street's the place now, guys. Like I was driving there on Friday night with my mom because she took me to like a Mexican place there. I was like, oh my gosh, it's like a party on 8th.
Have you been to Ball and Chain or no?
No.
Oh, wow. Ball and Chain's fun.
Yeah.
You've been to Ball and Chain? Roy's done karaoke at Ball and Chain.
Karaoke at Ball and Chain.
Yes.
Wow.
No, but you need to go to Ball and Chain like on a Friday night.
I've been there twice. The first time was a church event, ironically. Which
Wasn't the other one J-Jax's karaoke?
And the last time was J-Jax's little karaoke league.
Look at you.
So there's nothing here to do like that. Like, there's that Cadillac Ranch, and you can karaoke. Then like,
do they have like a bull there? There was a Cadillac Ranch like in where was it? Like on Kendall, and it had like a bull.
They have a mic too, so you can karaoke. So you do that, or like there is I'm moving to Hartford, and there's a country club.
College kids,
so woo!
I love that. That's right in my alley. I love that.
Super bougie. You're gonna live in a country club.
It's interesting, like, because everyone seems to say, like, the place to go around here is the Doubletree Bar.
Yes.
Like, do you ever, like, get with snowed in or something where you have to stay there?
When I lived further, they put us up, and when I first got here, we had a bunch of snowstorms, and that's where you bond. That's where, like,
it's a who's who.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like I can say it because we talked about it on air with them. Yeah. Like, we saw Jack Del Rio there the other day, just
Ryan
sitting
Clark,
there eating.
Everyone,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's
Roy
the
ran
place.
Into Carrie Champion. She recognized him.
Yeah.
Like,
oh
that was, because we were all like,
moment.
We're all like,
that was awesome.
Because we're like, we're not those people like, hey, Carrie.
The food's actually really good.
But the food was good. Yeah, but she went up, like, she was just like, hey, Roy. And like, wow, look at Roy.
If those walls could talk, OMG.
Yeah, we've heard some stories that we can't share.
Yeah.
But,
a lot of snow and whatnot. Yeah.
But I'm interested in general, like the short version of it. Like, just like, how did you get from being like in Miami to like, now you're on SportsCenter commercials.
You know what? That's honestly, it's so crazy. I'll go really fast. So I was at Univision and I was implementing back though, and like, all these Spanish shows. And when I came and auditioned, I totally bombed it. I sucked. I mean, that's simple.
You're like nervous and stuff?
Oh my God, completely. Yeah. Because I remember my first audition, not only were there like 8 interviews and I'm like, hell is everybody? But then we used to do our, have you guys walked by a screening by where they cut all the videos and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they had a set there and they made me do 2 fake sports centers in Spanish and English.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Schefter walked by and I was like, And I was like, I peed myself almost. I was like, why? And I was so, just hearing the da-da-da, and like, I was so nervous. So I didn't do well. They told me I wasn't ready. And then the following year, they called back and I came back and I did the same thing. And I mean, I kind of knew what was like I was coming in. So I think I was just expecting, I knew what to expect. And I started in digital. Mm-hmm. And in digital, it was like we had a whole different department. And it was good to get in because I was mostly covering Mexican soccer and boxing. And then it was college football and bracketology.
And now you're on SportsCenter commercials.
Yeah. And I'm still, I mean, it's awesome. It's really
That's really cool. What is your favorite, like, your country, you're into country music,
yes!
as you just referenced.
Yes, sorry, screen.
Who's your, like, who's like.
Did you ever go to Chili Cook-Off down in Miami?
No,
or no?
I always wanted to go.
That one's down in Miami, too? Because there's one in Broward.
Yeah,
one
well, Broward, that's what I mean, the Broward one, like at C.B. Smith Park. Oh, my God.
I'm not welcome to that one.
That is.
That's not true.
I mean, I know we didn't want to say before Ratchet, but that is super ratchet.
A lot of Confederate.
Like, oh, I'm telling you, Roy, it's really not like there are like you've seen
right
black
now,
people there. Like,
yeah. I know there's black people.
Oh my God,
I'm not trusting that.
Nope. Took a turn.
Yeah, okay.
So Luke Bryan's daddy, I would do anything for Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan is awesome. He is awesome.
We've seen him. So when he came here, we saw him in Hartford. We saw him in Foxborough. We saw him in Rhode Island.
You just follow him around?
Well. Yeah.
Is this the same year?
Wow.
Like whenever he comes, like if I like.
Oh, okay.
So I used to have a roommate. She got transferred to London now. So, and she's from Jamaica, and she loved, so that's what she loved country music, and too, and we love Luke Bryan, like.
Do you watch American Idol because of him?
Because of him, that's it, like anything, like his gene, like, oh my God. And everybody's like, he's so ugly, and like, I'm like,
nah,
oh,
he's not,
it doesn't
ugly.
Matter if he's ugly, his
no
music.
Jack Del Rio.
That's true.
I'm like, okay, we've seen the same show 5 times.
Yeah.
It's going to get boring. And like, every
it
time it doesn't, man, it doesn't.
I recently saw Florida Georgia Line and Dan and Shay down in Palm Beach, like near us.
I saw Florida Georgia with, it was that one, the Backstreet Boys.
With
Florida
Backstreet Boys
and
FGL.
Yes.
And Nelly.
Yes.
That's a concert right there.
Doesn't
that
doesn't seem
get
like
Billy,
my type of scene.
That would get Billy there. That would get Billy there.
What, Backstreet Boys? I saw Backstreet Boys this year, like 2 months ago. I saw Backstreet Boys.
Are you into boy bands too?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was like? Were you NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
I was actually a Hanson one.
Oh,
Hanson.
Oomba.
Wow.
They
had more of a wholesome vibe though.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
they
one
weren't
really,
selling.
I
like,
never hear them brought up in like the boy band discussion.
No.
They kind of get. They don't. They get disrespected.
I think they're like one hit wonders, right? With their Mbop and Love.
They had some. They had like a couple like. Yeah, but you're right. Nothing like Mbop.
Obsession, like I swore to life I was going to marry one of them.
Wow.
But then it would be Backstreet Boys. So it was them Backstreet Boys for me.
Yeah.
Which was your Backstreet Boy?
I loved Brian.
Brian.
What do you make of his struggles recently with his voice?
It's okay. I mean, he's how old is
he? But everyone else, see, like, how he's, like, really capitalizing on it, I feel like, in the most recent years.
I know, but it's okay. He can do no wrong.
Roy, what music do you like? You're just poo-pooing everything.
Certainly not the stuff that you're talking about. Not no boy band.
Like Daddy Yankee, I feel
jeez.
Like.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Roy's such a Daddy Yankee guy.
Open up your mind, man. Let it in.
You don't like Daddy Yankee?
No.
What about Daigle?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Whoa, whoa. Oh, my God.
What about Nicky Jam?
Ooh, Nicky Jam.
No.
Have you seen Nicky Jam live?
We have a rejoin of him singing that, though.
I feel like you guys don't get like reggaeton concerts up here because it's kind of like who's gonna come to this?
We got Jamaica. I went to a Jamaica one called Kes the band, and that was in Boston, and that was like random. So that was the most like culture I had in a while.
Were you like Evie Queen?
I don't know who you're talking about. Who?
What? I saw her at Dolphin Mall one time.
She's intense. She's like the caballota.
Yeah, she had a like surprise concert the other day. I don't remember where it was, and I'm like, man, if I knew Evie Queen was gonna be there, like 100%, I would have gone. So I used to work at Victoria's Secret.
Oh, here we
right?
go.
Did you?
Yeah, for like
it's where
5 years.
It's where he met his now wife.
Oh, that's where
I met my now wife. I have to have a story for that.
You met someone?
I applied. I went for the orientation, and I couldn't.
At Victoria's Secret?
And I left.
Which one?
They gave us a lunch break.
Which one?
Oh, really?
The worst thing I've ever done in my life. It was in Ohio because when I lived in Ohio, I was like, I can't ask. I can't bug. You know how you have to ask, like, be on top of people? I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they didn't let me on the floor, obviously. Oh. Not that they didn't let me, but it's like weird to have a guy go around and, like, you know,
felt
like that. When I first started there, I was like bagging behind the register and I have to, you know, it was like Christmas time or something, right? And there's someone there that's like has like an entourage of people. And is buying like a ton of stuff, which isn't that uncommon because it was at Dolphin Mall. So like Dolphin Mall, you have people coming in from like Colombia and Venezuela and they're just buying, they go straight from the airport to Dolphin Mall.
There's hotels now around there.
Yeah, there's hotels at Dolphin Mall. And they'll say,
everyone's walking around with luggage all the time.
Yes.
What's the deal with that?
Well, because people come,
it happens at the Sawgrass Mall in Broward. It's like everyone has luggage.
The airport's right there.
They'll come straight from the airport or they'll go like right before they leave to the airport and like they'll go to stores that they don't have in their countries. and they either one are like loading up on their stuff that they want, or they're just buying in bulk to resell it like in their own little small stores. So like it's not that uncommon to see someone buying a ton of stuff. So as I'm there and I'm like bagging the stuff, I look up and I'm like, this is Evie Queen. Like, what is she doing here?
Did she have crazy nails?
She did. That's how I knew, because I saw that she had like really long nails with like, it was like bejeweled and stuff like that. I'm like,
Cena Anderson type nails there?
Times a million. Like, Josina is nothing compared to
this lady. Evie Queen is, God.
Yeah.
She's a legend.
I saw Josina Anderson and Victor Cruz walking by on the way to the calf earlier. I was like, I can't look at him.
Who's the most starstruck person you've been by today?
I think it's yesterday. I saw Steve Levy in the calf.
Did you?
I saw Steve, and I saw Cash Steve Levy. He wasn't in a suit. Yeah. He was in jeans. I don't know if he had a meeting or something, but that was really cool. He was just like, I assumed that the big wigs like that, like I assume you might be in this category that you don't even have to pay for stuff at the calf.
No,
like,
everybody has to pay for stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm Steve Levy. Okay?
I forgot my wallet and they're like, okay, you can come back. I'm like, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you go back?
Yeah, I went back. I'm like, God, the last thing I needed. I got like that. I think the one time I got starstruck co-anchoring was when I did it with Kenny Mayne.
Oh, he's the best.
Wow.
So dry and so funny. Yeah.
Is there anyone that like you haven't worked with yet that you really want to work with, or someone that you see you're like, oh my God.
I haven't worked with Bucci. I'm not a lot of like at night people. I think I've just filled in when Kenny's there, and it's, I mean, that was really cool. That and he's so funny. So he wrote my, you know, say hi, welcome into SportsCenter, but he wrote it all in Spanish. He writes, hola, bienvenidos a SportsCenter. Yo soy Antonieta, y él es Kenny Mayne. So then I read, he's like, you need to read this. I'm like, okay, I read it. And the next thing he goes, he's like, I wrote that. he's like, hi. So, but he did actually write it, so it was funny. Yeah. He's really funny.
How'd you become so tight with Boog?
Boog, you know what? When he used to come in to do Baseball Tonight, and I would just hang out with that crew because I really wanted to work for that department. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they like me. Just kidding. Well, I really wanted to work, so I would just hang out on my weekends with them, and then just to shadow them, watch them, see how they did stuff. And I was there, so he's like, hey. And then he would just like figure it out. And then for his birthday, so it was him and Sut. I used to get him and Sut a lot.
Yeah,
Rick Sutcliffe. And for his birthday, I brought him cake one day, and I think that like just won him over.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, cake can usually do that to a person.
Yeah, because he didn't expect it. So that was sweet. Yeah. And then Sut was so cool.
I love Boog.
Yeah, Boog's awesome.
I don't know that Boog likes me, though. Like, I have such strange exchanges with him.
He doesn't like you at all.
But he's a... Can I say that?
Yeah.
Because he puts the ugliest pictures of me because he bugs me. And I'm like, have you seen the last one he put?
I don't think so.
Mother...
Yeah. Well, why do you send him these pictures?
Because he's bugging me. And I'm like, and I'm like, so just leave me alone. I'm going to show you the last effing picture he posted of me.
Oh, I think I did see that now that you say that.
Dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. I mean, when you send it to him, though, you're kind of like opening
that.
But it's like, you're my friend.
How many times does he have to do it to you before you realize, like, yeah, this is going to end up.
I just think, like, I'm like, no, I'm going to be confident and beautiful. And then, like, who cares? And then Timmy's awesome, too.
Oh, my God. He's the absolute best. He came into the studio the other day when we were up here in Bristol, and he came in, and he's just like, yeah, I'll see you guys Friday.
I had
a moment yesterday with him. So, like, I was talking to someone else. We were, like, sitting at a table, and I was talking to someone, and Tim, like, used to work with this person, like, a long time ago. This person hired Tim. So, like, they go way back, right? Mm-hmm. And Tim's like, hey, like, whatever, like, shaking his head. How is it doing? He's like, how do you know this knucklehead? And I'm like, how does Tim Kirkchin remember me? Like, how does he know who I am?
Dude, he knows us.
He's
awesome.
So nice.
He's so decent. He's the most fundamentally decent man ever.
He's cool.
He's the best. Have you done a lot of radio with ESPN?
You know, no,
I can tell because Roy was like, she doesn't know where to go.
Didn't
I was like, this is ESPN.
Didn't you used to have a podcast with Sedano?
Like 2 days.
Wow.
And then he left to go to California, which I don't blame him.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
You're good at this podcast stuff. Very natural. I like my favorite part so far is the parts where you've been like, meh.
I like that. So Tony Collins, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Let's do this deep dive.
5 years, I see myself, well, maybe on the sideline. Now, you know, I really want to do baseball. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I want to do more baseball because I feel like that's my, I can, with the Latino players and everything, I could totally like bring a different side so things don't get lost in translation or maybe like different storytelling. I would love that. And you know, I like UFC a lot.
That's
so
cool.
Not that I do it or anything. I do, but... You know,
what do? You train?
No, boxing. I told myself I was going to do a fight in a year. Let me see him 2 more months.
Okay. That seems like a horrible idea. Like,
horrible.
Don't take this the wrong way, but like,
bored?
I mean, why would you want to get punched in the head? Like,
I know,
for
my mom's
fun.
Like, Nina, why don't you start painting or something?
Yeah, play the piano or something.
But you guys have something to do always down there. Like, here, like, literally, like, there's nothing.
I usually just go home.
Yeah, no, I'm a really boring person.
So you guys have kiddos, right? Yeah. Do you have a kiddo, Bill?
Not yet.
No, no, not yet.
Mm. Yeah.
One day, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
What else can we talk about? This is fun. Yeah. I don't want it to end. I was about to wrap.
Wait,
but like,
hold on a second. So you wanted to fight someone like
yeah,
a year from now?
Yeah, for charity.
Roy's training.
You are.
Roy's
going to
do
I'm
a 5K.
Doing, I'm doing the half.
Roy's going to walk a 5K.
It's the half or the 5K.
Is I'm down.
Yeah, I'm doing the turkey trot on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah, the 5K. I'm not really training.
Roy,
I'm not really running.
A 5K, honestly, is so
it's
easy.
3.5
like,
miles.
You don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, to walk to my car.
It's so
like currently right now.
It's going to be quick. And by the way, like there's so many people that do it that like you're not going to be embarrassed by
no,
your finish. There's also like a 10K going on at the same time, so like nobody knows what you're actually running, and like you just go at your own pace. Like mm-hmm. you can walk. If you, I did it a couple years ago, and I had like not done running like since high school.
Right.
Like I hadn't run
or
done
high
anything.
School?
Me, Belen.
Belen. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did track there, but like I hadn't run like since track. Like that I did at FIU. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to worry about it. You just walk and you're fine.
His wife wants him to run though, I think, right?
Yeah, it is a family
thing. Is she a runner?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's doing the 10K. And she wants Claire, our daughter, to do the kids' K.
Oh, wait. If she's doing the 10K, just let her go and be like, yeah, honey, I'm going to jog too. And then just stop.
Yeah, no.
You know what's the craziest thing? That the women with their strollers are faster than most of us. And they,
yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A nice pace.
95-year-old women over here going to pass me.
Yeah, but nobody knows. Nobody like, and
knows.
Nobody cares either. Like,
you
running's
have, like
a
heart condition and you're still doing it.
Yeah. Running's like a very personal thing, Roy. Like, you're just challenging yourself.
I personally hate running, though. I mean, that's the problem.
What do you like? You didn't like Mexican food. And I mean, I know this is a different
What's
thing.
Wrong,
we talked
Papa?
Food
Talk
before.
To us. What's wrong?
You I like Tony.
You don't like country music.
What
you
do
don't
you
like boy bands. You don't like running.
Oh, I know what he likes. IPA beers.
Yes.
Beers. I like beer in general.
See, honestly, we should.
Alcohol is
honestly, my favorite Roy is Two Beers Deep Roy. Because
that
he just opens up and he just becomes a chatty Cathy. And like, we should have honestly had you drink two beers before this, even though we're at work.
Yeah. I'm sure that would have went over well.
He just gets
yeah.
more loose.
I gained so much weight here because I drank a lot here.
Really?
I'm serious. Like, Miami, like, you know, everyone's like few with vodka sodas here. I'm like, give me the beer. The
I was about
wine.
To say, what's your drink of choice? Beer?
Beer, keep it warm.
It's beer, but I've been trying to be like more ladylike because like when you go out.
Right.
So I'm single.
Yeah.
Doing the date.
So now you're doing scotch.
So then I'm doing, you know, I go out there.
Swipe
and,
right,
like,
swipe left.
Yeah,
that type
and
thing.
Like when you go to these dates.
You're
like,
Tony
you're like,
Collins though. How is it like being Tony Collins on these
but
dating apps?
But now I'm at that age or stage in my life where like, what's wrong with you? It's not like, oh, you're single, you're enjoying life. They're like, what's wrong with this? She's damaged. What's it called? The drink of choice. If it's with friends, beer. If it's like trying to like impress or be on a date,
right.
Then it's vodka soda with lime.
That's what I've been drinking because, you know, I'm trying to cut back on the.
Sure you are.
Like, what are your go-to beers?
And honestly, like, I love IPAs too. Like, double IPA.
Double IPA.
Oh, wow.
Imperial IPA, dude.
For a hungover day, like a Corona, because that just tastes like water, and then you put a little hot sauce in it.
Wow.
Michelada, like the Michelada style.
I've never done that before. I'm intrigued.
Oh my gosh. When I go to Miami, can we please have Michelada?
Yes.
It's so stinking good.
Yes.
It's like a Bloody Mary Mexican.
Yeah, it's
style,
a Bloody Mary beer.
I love a Bloody
beer,
Mary.
But it's really good.
I love
so
it.
So I'll do double IPA, Corona. My wine, my Cabernet.
Yep.
I do like the
vodka soda in case you're on a date.
Vodka soda,
or something.
In case I'm
trying
on
to
date.
Impress.
And then the it's not a hot.
What's your
tea.
Shot of choice? Are you shot girl?
Tequila.
Here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the? Oh, let's do this. I love tequila.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What is like? Obviously, like everyone's like, oh, Patron. Like that's like the what's
Don Julio.
You know who taught me that? Nice. We were with one of Boo's friends. David Rossi said that the way he loses weight and like. Can drink.
Yeah.
Not lose his weight, but like it's Casamigos with a bunch of lime.
Just straight, like with on the rocks or
on
something?
The rocks, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I could yeah,
sweat
I love
that off.
When I'm having a night out with the boys, tequila is the shot of choice for me.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my gosh, we went for my friend's wedding in Mexico and like then you think you're cocky. I'm like, I'm Mexican, I can do this. I'm over.
It's in my blood.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Bro, you're like if you're gonna do a shot, I know you're a Scotch guy, but do you shoot scotch? Isn't scotch like a sipping drink?
Yeah, scotch is very much a sipping drink, but I can throw that back.
There's this Irish bar in downtown Hartford, if I'll take you guys one time, but they have this special shot. It's like sweet, and I don't do sweet. I'm like, whatever.
I hate sweet.
Took the shot, and it was like, this girl goes, oh my God, it's like St. Nicholas just.
Ah.
But
yeah.
It was like,
that is hilarious.
Oh my God. See, what happens.
This is so much fun. I don't even want to stop. Oh, are we keeping you? Or are you busy? Like we should.
No,
be like,
good.
Yeah, yeah. What's your schedule
so
like?
Today was crazy. Yeah. Today I came in at 3:45 a.m.
Yeah.
Instead of 7 a.m.
I feel bad. We should probably let you go soon.
And then tomorrow's back to normal. So yeah. Normal is 8 to 6. So my schedule is so all because I'm like the bullpen. Uh-huh. Fill in for everybody who's either sick
right.
or scheduled change,
right.
which is mm-hmm. actually awesome.
Right.
And that's how I get these random sports centers.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, it just varies. So I don't know how people with kids, I don't know how you guys do it. Like,
well, you gotta
got
put
dogs.
A roof over your head, you know.
That's true. When you gotta do it, you gotta do it.
Dog mom?
Dog mom, too.
Nice.
Two rescues.
Yeah.
One from Florida and one from... I can never say the state. Damn it,
so, Arkansas.
Yeah,
yeah.
So when I learned it was I learned English second.
Kansas.
Arkansas. Yes. They're like no, dummy. I'm like, okay, they're there.
Look, it's just a who's who.
Mike Golick and Mike Golick Jr. just
oh,
passed
man.
By the studio.
Yeah, is that Cassidy? No, I think that's what they're joking.
But yeah, well, definitely next time come, let me know. You guys come.
Yeah,
or can I shadow you guys? I actually would love to
please
shadow
come
you
down.
Guys.
Please come
you
down.
You haven't opened. Like we're here tomorrow. Like, I mean, you can come hang out with everyone.
Yeah, yeah you can come tomorrow. You can come down to Miami and shadow us.
I
want
to go down to Miami, too.
Yes.
See how you guys do the show. So, you know, I used to be so scared of Dan Le Batard.
Why?
I'm still scared of him.
I don't know. Well, I'm never going to forget. I used to work for Univision. And I remember, like, I'm Anthony Collins. I work for Univision. And I sprinted out. And then I think I saw him once again. And he's like, you, like, run really fast.
Yeah. Just so you know, he's the most socially awkward man in the history of human beings.
Yeah.
No, he's very nice, very loyal, very sweet, but like in interaction.
Socially awkward.
Petrified.
In public settings, yeah.
It was
yeah.
in one of the finals and oh my God, I was petrified.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to go without being petrified.
Yeah.
This was so much fun. Thank
you guys for having me.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Man, how good was that?
Oh my God.
It was so great because specifically it wasn't Amin El-Hassan talking about Star Wars. It really could have been anything. It could have just been ambient sound.
It could have been Dylan Miskowitz.
It could have been a coffee grinder going on for 45 minutes and it would have been better.
You know what? $1 billion in ticket sales says otherwise, but it's okay. If you're a little ragtag group of listeners who want to be heathens, that's fine.
I don't think it's the Star Wars people aren't listening for. I mean. Have you been to Star Wars Land yet, by the way?
I still haven't, no.
What? I thought you were like this big fan.
I'm busy.
Fair weather fan. Whatever.
I'm leaving.
See ya.
Theater of the Mind?
No, it's
no.
not.
No,
it's
no,
not.
It's
not. I am leaving.
All right.
I'm walking away.
Say hi to Dylan for us.
Hey, guys. Something else that's not Amin El-Hassan talking about Star Wars is I sat down with Greg Cody.
Oh, wow.
Now, I know
lucky
what you're saying.
You.
Now, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is he okay? Because
how'd you get him?
If he sat down, he might have done that too quickly and had hit dysplasia. But he's okay. He survived. We talked about music for a little bit. It was just general banter. We cracked open some mics before the show and went back and forth about music because Greg is a big music fan and some of you may think, oh, he's just this old fogey that's not hip to all the recent trends. He likes some contemporary stuff. That's right. Greg Cody. He joins us next on the Mystery Crate. It's just me and him talking about music. But it's still better than Amin talking about Star Wars.
Way to sell it.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Rolling Stone just put out its list of all-time top 100 singers.
Interesting. I love lists.
The greatest singers of all time in music, according to Rolling Stone magazine. Hey, can I ask you a question? Do you know how Rolling Stone got its name?
I don't. I always assumed it was a play on the group, the Rolling Stones.
Or Muddy Waters?
Well, because someone got their name from someone else, right? This can't just be a coincidence.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones got their name from, I believe, Muddy Waters. He had a song.
With the lyric?
Yeah.
So you am I to believe that Rolling Stone magazine just came up with a name for its magazine and they settled on, hey, Rolling Stone would be great. And this band across the pond was like, you know what would be a great name for us? The Rolling Stones. And neither of the two entities had knowledge of the other.
Hmm.
What came first?
That's a good question. Of course, there's a famous Bob Dylan lyric with
right.
Rolling Stone.
Which I assumed is what Rolling Stone magazine got their name from. If it's a rock magazine,
right.
if it's a music magazine, a famous lyric from Bob Dylan, one of the greatest songwriters of his, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Not a big Bob Dylan fan, too.
What?
Yeah. I know I've read the lyrics. I appreciate the songwriting. The vocals don't do anything for me. The songs, like he's got a couple of good ones. I've really tried. I've really tried. And sometimes it works out for me when I force myself to like something.
Right.
This time it hasn't. And I'm embarrassed to admit that because my favorite musician is Jack White and he idolizes Bob Dylan.
Right.
Like Bob Dylan is his mentor in the industry. And
yeah, they're
like,
good friends.
I lose so many snob points by admitting that Bob Dylan, I'm just not a fan.
He's a terrible live act. I've seen him two or three times. He's not good in concert by my experience, but I love him on record. I think he's terrific. And, like, and I also love his voice.
It's you very like his voice?
I love his. I don't like his voice. I love his voice. That's the thing about singers is that, you know, these singer shows, you know, what are they called? These singer shows?
The Masked Singer.
Yeah, the American Masked Singer, Idol. American Idol, all those shows. You have to, you can't go on there and have an unusual voice. You know, can you imagine Bob Dylan or Johnny Cash or Lou Reed or any other number of people going on a show like that? They wouldn't make it past the first night. They'd be bounced immediately because their voice doesn't fit. I think Bob Dylan has a terrific voice that suits his lyrics.
So according to this list, Bob Dylan is number 7.
Okay, there you go.
7th greatest voice. So they have Bob Dylan having a better voice than Al Green. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, there's such different styles of singers.
Holy crap. I have to vet this because it has – there is no way this list has Freddie Mercury at 18. There's no way. Freddie Mercury to me is – I mean, maybe outside of Aretha, got the greatest voice.
See, I disagree with you. I think Freddie Mercury's voice is very theatrical, very bombastic, but not necessarily a great voice. It's just ear of the beholder.
What?
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury has the notes that that dude can hit.
Yeah, he shouts. A little bit of a shouter.
How do you...
Your mouth is literally agape.
I don't understand how someone... So you're saying that Bob Dylan has a better voice than Freddie Mercury?
I like... On my ear, yes. Yes. But I love Al Green,
you know,
as well.
Personal preference.
Huge Al Green fan.
I love Al Green. Yeah. One of the best vinyl purchases I've ever made was Al Green's Greatest Hits.
Oh, yeah. It's solid gold. One song better than the next. I love his song. It's spelled out L-O-V-E. That's a terrific song.
You know, Al Green's, I think, touring again. I would
go see him in a heartbeat.
I had made the mistake of thinking Al Green was dead.
I was such an Al Green fan, not to put it in the past tense, I still am. I was such an Al Green fan at one point that when he ditched pop and became irreverent and started putting out a couple of religious albums, I bought those just to hear his voice. That's how much of a fan I was.
Number 100. I think this is a bit of a crime. Number 100, greatest voices in music, Mary J. Blige.
Mm.
Should be higher.
If you're number 100, do you brag about being on the list or are you ashamed of it?
I think you brag about being on the list. But Mary J. Blige should be ahead of Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler's number 99.
Right. He's another screamer.
What here? Can you explain this to me? Because you remember Aerosmith. Aerosmith was sort of like a has-been act, right? And then Run DMC brought them back to prominence, and then Aerosmith had the 90s.
Uh-huh.
But I was born in 85, so all I had known was Aerosmith was always this huge band.
Right.
And then I was listening to Dream On, I think, when I was a teenager, and for the longest time, I had no idea that that was Aerosmith.
Really?
Just because Steven Tyler's voice is so different in Dream On than it is on any of the other songs.
Yeah. It's a great performance by him on that song.
This list seems to be dated December 3rd, 2010.
All right.
Yeah.
Nevertheless,
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's still content.
It's still content.
So do you think a post Bohemian Rhapsody bump would be in line for Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, no. Freddie Mercury should be high on this list.
It should be.
Yeah. Where's Paul McCartney rank? I'm just curious.
Paul McCartney is number 11.
And how about my hero Mavis Staples probably isn't even on there.
I saw her on the list.
Mavis Staples better be on the list.
She better be on the list. Jesus. If she's not, I'm canceling my subscription. I'm going to subscribe just to cancel.
I have a real problem with Bowie just at number 23.
But this list isn't good because Lil Nas X hadn't recorded music yet.
I love Bowie.
Jeff Buckley, 39.
Oh, he's got a good voice.
I know, it's too low.
Yeah.
Is that just because he didn't have much music?
He's a little breathy. His voice is a little breathy for me.
Yeah. Real tragedy what happened to him. Yeah,
Mavis Staples is number 56.
56, she should be much higher.
I mean, Elton John's only one slot ahead of Jeff Buckley at 38.
He should be higher.
Elton John behind Neil Young? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Neil Young's another one who would not make it past the
first round. Let me tell you something. Elton John still has the pipes. You go see Elton John, it's not really Elton John, you know, in the 1970s, but it's very still very much so distinctly Elton John.
Right. His voice has gotten lower. He can't hit the high notes, and it's only evident on a song where he used to do falsetto and he can't anymore.
Neil Young sounds like he's asleep now.
Mariah Carey, 79.
Okay, if they redid this list, number one, Jerry Lee Lewis wouldn't be on it, right?
The Killer's good. Yeah, the Killer can belt.
Yeah, you know why he's nicknamed the Killer?
Why?
This was, Chris, all right, so there's a person in music. You know that song, Great Balls of Fire?
Yes.
His nickname is the Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. You know why that is?
No.
Because he's actually killed someone.
I'm laughing because I'm uncomfortable. Wow. That's true?
Yeah. Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis killed somebody. Listen, there's a great podcast called Disgraceland, and listen to what Jerry Lee Lewis has gotten away with. And Jerry Lee Lewis is still out here playing shows like, yeah, don't worry about it. How old was she? Who cares?
Yeah, didn't he marry his 13-year-old cousin?
Yeah, that's just one of the things that's on his resume.
Still, good voice.
There was also, I heard a story about how Jerry Lee Lewis rode in a Cadillac and went to Graceland specifically to kill Elvis Presley. And he flipped his car because he was so drunk, and police asked him what he was doing. He's like, I'm here to kill Elvis Presley. That's Jerry Lee Lewis for you. Still not canceled, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Well, he's on his last legs. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So who do you, in modern day music, because a lot of people make this mistake with you. They just assume. Now, you do listen to your, what's that Sirius XM channel that you listen to most of the time?
60s, 70s, into the 80s.
Yeah, but you surprise people because you do have a modern ear, a contemporary taste.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of music across all genres. Reggae I love. Some hip-hop I love. Not a lot, but some.
But you'll surprise people because every now and then, like, you'll come in here talking about Lorde's album.
Right.
You're a fan of modern-day music as well.
I am. I think Billie Eilish is very talented. You know, her voice obviously is cartoon, but I think her lyrics are very interesting.
They do stuff with her voice. Like, she's big with the ASMR community because, you know, if you listen to her album, it's, you know, like...
Right. Yeah.
I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
I'm bad.
That's what I say. It's very cartoony.
Yeah, I like the way that it's produced, though. Yeah. It's a little gimmicky, but...
I wonder how she'd be live because it's very tough to recreate that breathiness when you're playing to 20,000 people,
I haven't seen her live, but I've seen her perform live. Like, the SNL performance I thought was pretty cool.
Right.
You would think that she'd give off a bored energy. Not really the case with
Right. I'm a big fan of the White Stripes. You mentioned Jack White. I'm a big fan of the Raconteurs, the White Stripes. Everything Jack White's done has been great. I miss Meg on drums. I thought that duo was one of the greats
of all
time.
We're never going to see them.
No.
I never had the chance to. They only came to Florida once, and it was even north of West Palm, and I was just a teenager at the time, and I couldn't make my way up there. And
yeah. I saw the White Stripes once, and they delivered. They played a small, I think it was the Bowery Ballroom in New York, which seats like 500-700 or something.
I'm so jealous. I'm listening to a podcast right now that covers the history of the White Stripes called Striped, and I also listen to the audiobook of Mimi in the Bathroom that just covers like their whole rise in New York. And Striped, this podcast that covers their history, goes way back into their history and all the other bands that Jack played in Detroit. And man, I'd give anything to have seen like the White Stripes in 1999.
Yeah.
From how they talk about it. But I'd give anything to see them, period. And I'm never going to get to see them because I truly believe Meg is done.
Well, she's dropped off the face of the earth.
Had a social anxiety disorder.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That's what I've read anyway. Yeah. But I was interested to read an interview where Jack White was giving a lot of credit to Brendan Benson, his cohort in the Raconteurs. And I think Brendan is super talented. And he was saying that I'm not a singer. Brendan's a singer.
Yeah.
Jack does tend to scream and, you know, he's got a distinctive voice, but it's certainly not a classic great voice.
No, but he hits the high notes.
Yeah.
One of the crazy things that I learned and experienced when my friends, the Jacuzzi Boys, were opening up for the Raconteurs, so I followed them around for a couple of dates, and I got to hang out backstage for all those shows.
Right.
Is like Jack's process and how like he can actually hit that high pitched scream. Like you'll just be minding your own business in your dressing room and you'll hear like the signature like Jack White screech.
Right.
And it's like, holy shit. he can actually do that. But Brendan is the singer.
Yeah, he's the singer and he's also the guy who adds melody to that group. He's a great pop singer. He's a great melody writer in a way that Jack isn't. That's why I think the two of them together are magic.
Well, one of the things that they cover in that podcast about their history is how Brendan really helped break the White Stripes. Brendan was a guy that had a record contract, mm-hmm. and he was telling record people, hey, you got to listen to these guys. He was sort of like a success story. He had moved out west, and he came back to Detroit, and he fell in love with the band the White Stripes.
Yeah, Brendan was the first guy of that group of friends who got a major record deal. And it didn't last because the record label wanted him to be the next Beck. The record label wanted to shape him into something that he wasn't.
That would be so weird.
Yeah, he wasn't that. And my understanding is the record label wanted him to be that, and that's why he lost that major record deal. He's had a great career on his own. He sings such great melodic pop rock songs. I think the world of them.
I think some of their most powerful songs are the ones that he's written for the Raconteurs. They don't sing lyrics that the other had wrote. And I heard an interview with Malcolm Gladwell that they did that they've just never gotten around to it, that Jack White's never sung a Brendan Benson lyric and vice versa. I really wish that they would play around with that. But any song Brendan Benson sings on, he wrote the lyric to.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about harmonizing or hooks.
Right, right.
But if he's the lead vocalist of that song, it's his song. And he has great songs like Some Days I Don't Feel Like Trying.
Right.
Song is one of my favorite songs of the year. Who's your favorite rapper going right now?
I like Drake. I don't listen to a lot of is it rap? I call it hip hop. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Are those interchangeable, rap and hip hop?
So when I was small, there was like different categories in the Grammys for like best rap album and best hip hop album.
Okay.
And I still don't know the difference.
I feel like they've merged, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Roy, you've been my man on the Google search. Remember the time when there was a rap album that was nominated for Album of the Year and a hip-hop Album of the Year category? Like, there were two different things. Why was that? Why is there a rap category and a hip-hop category? What is the difference?
I'm on it.
All right, so you have to research it. Like, you don't know offhand. See, it's tough. It's very difficult. Do you love Outkast?
Yeah. Are they still making records?
I got to see Outkast. They're not still making records.
I used to.
Big like Boy's them. Doing, like, pretty good solo work, but I think for their 25th anniversary, they were playing like a bunch of festivals, and I'd seen them a handful of times there, and that was a thrill to see Outkast. Because
yeah.
I don't know if I'll get to see him again.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
What? Why are you a Kendrick fan? Kendrick Lamar is my favorite rapper.
Yeah.
Right now, and I'll readily admit, I think he's the best rapper of all time.
Really?
Yeah. Just even with the few amount of albums, and it's a controversial take. It's not one that hasn't gone on there. Pete Rosenberg from ESPN New York, a part of the Michael Kay show, he said this on his Twitter, and he catches a lot of crap for it. But I think in terms of being a lyricist and being a hip-hop artist that has something to say,
he's considered like a poet laureate of the genre, isn't he?
And he's a terrific performer, too,
right.
Which is hard in hip-hop. You don't get to see really fantastic performers. It's hard to do that when you're speaking words into a microphone. But Kendrick Lamar, I think it's a hot take, but he's my favorite hip hop artist.
Yeah, my knowledge of hip hop is really old school. You know, I'm more comfortable talking about Snoop Dogg and you know Dr. Dre and Eminem than I am about people doing it.
One genre of music that you don't really talk about ever is new wave.
Well,
I feel like you just missed that whole new wave thing.
You know what? Rick Ocasek just passed away of the Cars, who I think qualify as new wave.
You think so?
I think the Cars.
I'm talking
new
like
wave.
More like synthy type driven music, like New Order and Depeche Mode.
Right.
I haven't really seen you.
I'm not a huge Depeche Mode fan.
Oh man.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, that's. I think of new wave as you know Gary Numan singing Cars.
Yeah.
You know.
What about disco?
Never was a big disco fan. No.
There's some good ones.
Chic. There are. Yeah, Chic is a talented group. When Will I See You Again, I thought was a great disco era song.
What's your favorite disco song ever?
Probably Disco Inferno.
She's a brick.
Is that disco?
House.
Brick House? I love
Commodores.
Brick House. Yeah, I love the Commodores. Brick House. But I don't think that was disco, was it?
I Feel Love by Donna Summer is my favorite disco song.
Really? That's a sexy song. Baby!
Yeah.
That the just goes on
by
forever.
Moraldo.
I feel like that song goes on for about 15 minutes.
Yeah. I think it's the first song of its kind, too, that was totally like electronic. One of the great all-time songs. And just in terms of influence, what Moroder does on that song is it still lives on to this day.
Right.
Daft Punk is still like making, well, not still making music, but although they recently won Album of the Year. How long ago was that? 9 years ago? Do you like Daft Punk?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Why?
I don't like, what would you call it? EDM? I don't like that
kind
of music.
They're not, they're dance music. Okay. They're more on like the Moroder side of like the sonic profile than they are, you know, Cascade or Avicii.
You know who I used to like? Fatboy Slim. I like some of his music.
Yeah. Good producers.
Yeah.
Producers don't get enough credit.
I think sometimes producers get too much credit, but that might be a little mean to say.
Wow, what a thoroughly okay episode of Mystery Crate. Thank you to our guests, Amin El-Hassan and Sue Gods, for their pleasant contributions during these intros.
Second worst episode ever?
Perhaps.
What was the worst?
I thought you left.
Yeah, I thought you were getting out of here.